tidings. Rise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigneth broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. While should you perish, God bless you for watching. The full rainbow sign manifested in the sky, this is the symbol of God's throne.
The dawn of the new sacred age. For God so loved the world that he has descended the throne of the heavenly kingdom upon the earth, symbolized by the full rainbow sign manifesting in the clouds of heaven, that whosoever believes in this God's sign may not perish, but shall be preserved from the imminent wrath of God and from seven plagues already determined upon the whole world.
Proclaiming, descend on the throne of our God. Our God is reigning. He reigns forevermore.
Come on, everybody, proclaim.
Proclaim it. Descend on the throne of our God. Our God is reigning.
He reigns and reign forevermore.
He reigns forevermore.
As a last hope for humanity, the common voice is led.
Our God reigns.
Yes, he reigns.
The throne of God is here. Let the old one know. Our salvation has come.
So they will shout it loud.
Our God
reigns. Oh, yeah.
The throne of God is here.
You gotta tell somebody now.
Tell somebody, save somebody.
Let them hear.
The glad tidings. Tell somebody, save somebody from the judgment of the world.
Come on, everybody, shout it loud! Yeah.
Our God reigns. The throne of God is here. Let the old one know.
Let the old one know.
Our salvation has come. Tell somebody, save somebody. Let them hear.
The
glad
tidings.
Tell somebody. Save somebody from the judgment of the world.
That's it. Come on.
Save somebody. Save somebody now.
Unto all our friends and the viewers outside there, I welcome you gloriously into our God Reigneth broadcast. Because it is God that is reigning in our world today. The text of my message tonight is our last hope. Our last hope. We all know and we believe that we have entered into the time of the end. In other words, the earth has entered into a time of stringent calamity. Stringent calamity. A time when terrible things should be happening in the world. Today, most people live in fear. They live in fear of this, in fear of that. Most people are running here and there without hope. Most people are talking about just different things which they can imagine. Some are talking about G5. Some are talking about new humanity. All this are type of occultic and religious confusion. There's confusion everywhere. But the Anointed Comforter is here to put the record straight. And this is based on what Jesus Christ has come to predict concerning this end time. As you can find in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verses 3. Let's listen to what Christ said and what transpired before Christ ascended unto his Father, yes?
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of that coming and of the end of the world?
All right. Most of the predictions of Christ Jesus, some 2,000 years ago, have been happening before our eyes, unknown to us, unknown to many. Number one, Christ talks about the one, number one sign that will indicate to us that yes, we are now in the last age and the time of his coming. Now the first sign of the end time was about the false prophets and the false pastors. Now I continue with verse 4. I say, and Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. See, there is satanic deception all over the world, and Christ is warning against that deception. Verse 5, But many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Verse 11, And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive men now. These are what I want you to consider. You don't have to beat about the bush. Christ has said it. What will indicate to you that yes, this is the last age of the human history. So false prophets will come. Who are these false prophets? They are leaders of the flock of God. These are men. So when you talk about false prophets, talk about people who base their ministry on falsehood, teaching people what and what has never been said by Christ Jesus. So when we talk about prosperity, that's a false prophet. So I may be talking about miracle, that's false prophet. You know them by their fruits. Christ says you shall know them by their fruits. Now, let me tell you something about this miracle. You see, when work of miracle becomes a thing of regular occurrence, it will soon cease to be a Holy Ghost-inspired miracle. So watch out. I'm talking about false prophets. When you see prophets, you know, acquiring material properties. You have prophets, pastors, who are billionaires, flying jets. These are false prophets. Because Christ taught that, lay not your treasure on earth. And the book of Luke says, beware of covetousness. Because the life of man does not consist in the abundance of what he has. So this is a sign of the end time for you to know the false prophets. Now, Christ goes further. Number two sign. This is verse 6. I read from here. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, so that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not now. Now talk about wars and rumors of wars. What's the cause of all this? The factors. The causative factors for these wars and conflicts. It is because of the civilization which is based on technology. You see, a technologically based civilization can never bring peace. I said can never bring peace.
Yes.
But war, conflicts, hostilities, chaos and confusion and corruption. Now, and the production of biological weapons, chemical weapons, all these things are terrifying people. So the Bible says, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of war. So I'm going straight to the causative factors of all these things. So this, Jesus can never be a liar. On the following scene, say, for nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilences and earthquakes. These are the tragic consequences of a civilization that is based on technology. Okay? So we are all witnessing nations rising against nations and kingdom rising against kingdoms, as predicted, with the attendant famine and economic morass, with mystery killer diseases everywhere in all nations of the world. So we're talking about signs for you to know what Christ has said. I'm not talking about human postulations or mystical knowledge. No, what Christ has said. Christ has sent me. Go into the world and under comforter, I put things straight and guide the people into all truth. And this is what I'm doing. The number three signs that Christ has said, he's talking about the persecution of the church of Christ Jesus. Verse 9 said, then shall they deliver you up to affliction and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, this is what is coming up all the believing world, the church and the Christians. You see, look, globally, there's persecution, killing of innocent people, righteous men of God. Christ has predicted all this. Say, you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake, just out of hatred of Jesus. So the world is just going against the church of Christ, against the believers who call on the name of Jesus. Now, we have witnessed all these things physically happening here in the world. Persistent persecutions here and there. This is very, very woeful and very unfortunate. Verse 10. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Well, the consequence of these attacks here and there, maybe, has brought its adverse effects upon the church and the life of the Christians. This is what Christ has predicted. So I don't want anyone to be embarrassed or to be confused. Because Christ has said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not a jot of his word shall go unfulfilled. Now, we have all seen all the Bible says most of them will fall away. That is, they are falling into corruption. But the Church of Jesus Christ today is riddled with sex scandals, financial corruption, and all this sort of worldliness. So that's the falling away of the people. You see? Now, we want to examine carefully. And the Church of Jesus today has become a house divided against itself. Christ says, a house divided against itself will never stand. So you can see the confusion everywhere. So it is religious confusion. It is occultic confusion. It is technological confusion everywhere. Then, verse 9 continues. The spread of false gospel, you see, will take over. What is false gospel? Jesus, just believe and you'll be saved. Just believe. We are not saved by laws of God, but by faith. All these are false gospel. And this is the falling away of the church and the Christians and believers. All this has resulted in lawlessness and iniquity, all which cannot do the world any good. Lawlessness means distancing the world of believers from God's law and from God's commandments. I'm talking about the prediction of Christ Jesus and the falling away of the church and Christians. Now, we now move to the fourth sign according to the prediction of Jesus Christ. He's talking about what will be the hope of the people in the world with all these catastrophic events taking place. What is the hope? All right? Christ is talking about the woeful events. See? So apart from all this, as the beginning of sorrow, predicted by Jesus Christ, all that we have been saying, beginning of sorrow. Now, we go to verse 21. It says, for there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world. To this end, no, nor ever shall be. This is all what will be coming upon the world. So Christ has predicted about them 2,000 years ago before he ever ascended. Verse 22 said, and except these days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days shall be shortened. So this is a time of great and stringent calamity. It's time of trouble. It's time of God himself coming back to punish the world for their wickedness. The Bible says, and judgment shall begin at the house of God. That's 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 17. So this is the time when we talk about great tribulation. It's talking about great time of great trouble. It's talking about the time of the punishment of God upon all nations. This is time of God bringing his judgment, retributive judgment of justice upon all people. Beginning with the Church of Jesus, who was to be the light of the world. Now, say, there shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world. You see, this time of tribulation can be likened to the time of the days of Noah, when God brought judgment and punishment upon the then world because of corruption. You're all familiar with all these sort of things. Because of corruption, because of sin, because of transgressions, and because of violences. So this is the time that Christ is talking about. He said, there will be great tribulation. This is the time of God's judgment upon all people, upon all government, government or religion. None shall escape. None shall escape the judgment of God. But Christ is concluding here, verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there will be no, it's so terrible. It's going to amount to total annihilation of the human race. Because God is a holy God. He hates iniquity. He hates injustice. He hates corruption. Now, so because of the elect, days shall be shortened. Oh, that's the time of grace. It's very wonderful. God reigns, somebody. Yes. We thank God for this time of this despite. He said, because of the elect, he will shorten the day. So this is why the topic of my message is our last hope. What is it that Christ has now preferred as the hope of mankind? This is my program tonight. Yes. Christ has said, because thou hast kept my word of patience, that's the promise of Christ Jesus, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. So try is promising those elects that obey the gospel of the kingdom of God. He said, I will keep you from the hour of great tribulation, I mean, temptation coming upon the world. So that's a message of hope. Christ has preferred a sort of hope, right? Then what is that hope about? I quickly move. None of this. Only the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God is what God and Christ has preferred as hope for the human race at this end time. Only the preaching of the gospel. Now, this is what God has ordained to be the source of hope for the world of believers. What Christ has now said in conclusion, I said, and this gospel, that is Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. You see, this is the end time gospel. By this verse, you'll be able to understand what is meant by end time gospel. End time gospel of salvation. Alright. Well, most people are trying to query why the gospel of the kingdom. If the kingdom of God that Christ has preached about, that it was coming. If it has not come, no one will have the effrontery, no one will have the boldness to come out and preach the gospel. According to this verse, it says, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. I take Christ's birth for example. If Christ was not born into the world, how can you get people to preach Christ says today? But it's because the kingdom of God has come, and that's why we have no other business than to preach to you. So my friend and my people, this kingdom is no longer in the realm of prophecy. Yes. This kingdom we're talking about is not the coming future. Oh, yes. It's not the one that's still lying in the future. It is the kingdom that has now come upon the earth. This is the kingdom that I have been given. I am the recipient of the kingdom. So as God, as just as gave the keys of the kingdom of heaven unto Simon Peter, in the book of Matthew 16:19, so also God has given the keys and the rulership of his heavenly kingdom, which has now descended into my hands. So it's no longer who is going to heaven to bring us the kingdom. It's already here. I am the one anointed, appointed to proclaim it. I'm proclaiming nothing but the reality.
Oh, yes.
Divine reality. I'm now inviting you, friends and brethren, to tarry no more than to come boldly into and abide in this kingdom. The kingdom is the end time ark of salvation.
Oh, yes.
The kingdom is the stronghold of God.
Oh, yes.
The kingdom is your place of refuge.
Oh, yes.
In time of this adversity, in time of this calamity, in order to be saved, there's another way. I welcome you. I bless you because you are saved already.
Amen.
Friends, you've been listening to the message of another comforter, Priest King Olutomole Universe, preaching and inviting all the beloved of the Lord into the descended throne of kingdom of God now on earth. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at this end time. Luke chapter 17 verse 26. Therefore, believe and be saved today, you and your household. For your salvation, God bless you. For more information about us, you can visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne. Our WhatsApp number is 0806-648-7203. That's 0806-648-7203. You can also watch him live on Kaim Online TV at tv.kaimholythrone.com. Our telephone number 0806-648-7203. 0806-648-7203. And please don't forget to follow, like, and share our various handles. God bless you. We thank you for your supportive efforts. You can also send in your donations to this account: Polaris Bank, Dollar Account 17713256, Dollar Account 17713256, Naira Account 115003-2072. The Naira Account 115003-2072. Account name: Kaim Holy Throne Mission. Kaim Holy Throne Mission. Your personal contact: do visit the capital city, Holy Mount of the Lord, City of Glory, Kilometer 25, Orioke Olutomole Bus Stop, Ondo Akure Road, Ondo State, Nigeria.